Florida lawmakers are pushing an agenda that includes big changes to higher education and K-12 schools. Recess could become mandatory, tuition less expensive, and bright futures expanded under proposals in the House and Senate. I'm Lynn Hatter. The sound of kids playing on jungle gyms and monkey bars is not as common as it used to be in public schools. Over the years, as the state has increased requirements, those same schools have cut back on recess. It's now optional in many Florida school districts, and that's not fair to students, says Angie Gallo, legislative chair of the Florida Parent Teacher Organization.
We know without a doubt that daily recess is in the best interest of all elementary school age children, and that, by and large, local control on this issue just isn't working.
The measure could be derailed, however. It failed last year over concerns that it usurped local school authority. Meanwhile, district superintendents across the state have been speaking with lawmakers about other changes they'd like to see, like an increase in teacher pay and new ways to recruit teachers into the system. And finally, making substantive changes in the way the state tests its students. Senate Education Chief David Simmons is looking into the possibilities.
We can not spend time testing when we should be teaching. And when you're teaching, you're learning.
Meanwhile, a plan to boost Florida's universities is waiting a full Senate vote. The proposal calls for the state to use a four-year graduation rate instead of the traditional six-year figure to help determine who gets what money. Bright Futures scholarships would expand to cover 100% of tuition. There are also dollars for recruiting new faculty. And schools would have to offer flat, block tuition plans. Senate President Joe Negron says students are taking fewer courses because they can't afford to take more.
That's one reason why our graduation rate isn't as good as it should be, as high as it should be. But I don't want there to be a financial disincentive for a student to be a full-time.
Negron has also criticized the state's community and state colleges for what he sees as mission creep. Now the Senate is putting pressure on those schools by moving them under the authority of a different board, mandating they form partnerships with the public universities, and restricting their ability to offer more four-year degrees. But the measure is running into trouble from some who say it's too restrictive. Driving all of the conversation is where the money will come from. Education makes up one of the two largest portions of the state budget, and there's already a breakdown on how to fund the state's public schools. Most of that money comes from property taxes, and House Speaker Richard Corcoran says no way to any tax increase.
And if that means a lengthy year, we're prepared for that. But we will not raise property taxes. Not today, not tomorrow, not ever.
For WFSU News, I'm Lynn Hatter.